So then, with that being said, I think it's quite fitting that I'll be talking about prayer. Talking about prayer with us and looking at it from a different perspective. Looking at it from the book of Luke 18, verse 1 to 8, which is the parable of the persistent widow. So, if you can pull it up. Yeah, so it says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to illustrate their need for constant prayer and to show them that they must never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who was a godless man with great contempt for everyone. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, appealing for justice against someone who had harmed her. The judge ignored her for a while, but eventually she wore him out. I fear neither God nor man, he said to himself. But this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice, because she is wearing me out with her constant requests. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this evil judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who plead with him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when I, the Son of Man, return, how many will I find who have faith? I think that's quite powerful. And I think the second part of it, which is in verse 6, if you could just put that back up, Jesus says to his disciples that, would you learn a lesson from this evil judge? I think this part really spoke to me, that Jesus saying that we should learn a lesson from this parable. And I think the reason why I say that is because I think that there's a lesson in here for us as well. The lesson being not just that God is our just God, but more than that, that he's also our Father. And as a Father, he loves it when we come to him, unlike the judge that got annoyed and felt like she's just wearing him out. He loves it when we come to him and we bring our requests to him and we tell him what we want and we pray to him. He loves it. He enjoys it. He says that we should draw near to him and he'll draw near to us, right? So we can draw to him and ask him for anything. And the best illustration I can think of would be like a child. When a child is walking with their father and they see something in the store they really like, they would go up to their father and they would ask him for it. They won't be thinking to themselves, well, my father's too tired, he's too busy, he can't afford this. But rather they just ask, and they ask for anything, no matter how big or small it may be. And I think God has that in store for us, that we too would be like little children. Jesus says in Matthew 18, verse 3, and he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So may we be like little children. We won't be questioning and saying like God is too busy, he's ruling the whole world, he's looking at somebody else, and we'll bring our request to him. No matter how big or small that thing is, we'll pray to him and we'll ask him. Because he loves it. He loves it when we do that. Because as we do that, what that does is it creates an opportunity for God to be a father to us. And when we bring those requests to him, it's not going to be like an ATM machine or a genie in a bottle that he has to answer your request, right? He doesn't have to, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't bring it to him. Doesn't mean you shouldn't come up to him and actually ask him like a child would go up to their father and ask. And trust that he knows what's best for you. So he'll be the one to decide what he'll give to you, but you should go up to him and ask him anyway, right? So may we trust him. May we trust him enough to actually ask. I want to maybe just share a few small prayers that we pray in our house. And I say small prayers because it's one of those where we pray this, but it's like, even if it doesn't happen, it's fine if it doesn't happen. And that's a funny one is my wife recently, we were just decorating our house and she really wanted more plants in our home. And she prayed to the Lord, like, would you give us more plants? And she specifically prayed that we get a monstera and a bonsai. and we had a friend, like a week after she prayed that was moving to Joburg, and she had four plants that she was giving away, and you can guess what are the two plants that were there. A monstera and a bonsai. So it's really cool to just like ask God for something, and no matter how big or small that thing is, nothing that is too busy to be able to hear your prayer. What actually happens to us when that happens is that it surprises us, number one, but it also really makes us feel loved and seen. And isn't that beautiful? That's what God loves to see his children. It's like the developmental years of your child. It's like you want them to be loved and to be seen. Another perspective that I'd like to look at from this parable is that the widow was persistent. She was persistent with the judge. And I think God wants us to be also persistent with him. We're persistent with our prayer. We don't just pray a short prayer that happens 1 week later, but we pray for things that maybe doesn't happen. We keep going back to him. Like he said, that day and night we ask him for things and he will answer them. Unless he said no, but rather that we keep saying and we keep coming to him. And even if he does say no, you know, Luke spoke about last year, I think it was the last sermon, he said about David being told that his son was going to die, and he heard this clearly, and yet he fasted and he prayed that the Lord would save his son until the son was born, because that's what Jesus said, that his son would die as soon as he got born. And he fasted and he prayed anyway. Abraham prayed for 70 years for a son, for a child, even in his old age. So it seems pretty impossible prayers, but God loves it. He loves it when we come to him with those prayers and we're persistent with those prayers. I'll tell you another story that happened to us. This being a bit more of a surreal story. We had a friend that was in the church and completely just walked away from the church, got hurt, and didn't want anything to do with the church. And we're there along the whole process and just stayed along with her. We remained close friends and we prayed for her. And we spoke the truth in every opportunity. For about a year and a half, she just was completely out of church. And just last year, we saw her walk right back into the church, and to see her like coming back was like, whoa, like, God, she answered this prayer. Like, it's been a year and a half later, and you would have thought that she's completely gone, but God heard that prayer, and it was a persistent prayer that we just kept on probing and being like, Lord, would you please have mercy on her? And he did. As for persistent prayers that we maybe all trusting for and hoping that the Lord would answer, maybe there's some of you here that are trusting God for salvation of a friend, salvation of your family member. Maybe you have depression that you've been struggling with for some time. Maybe your marriage needs to be in a healthier place. Whatever it may be, the big ones, the small prayers, the ones that you want to be persistent about. Would you keep praying, no matter what that is? Maybe there's some of you here that feel tired of praying and tired of being persistent in your prayers. Maybe you stopped praying. I want to encourage you, would you trust him? Would you go back to that place of trusting him and believing that he will answer and having that faith? Because when we're being persistent and we persist in our prayers, what that does is that it creates faith in us, right? It creates faith, it creates character, and God loves it. He loves the faith that it builds in us. He loves the faith that we have in him as a father. He wants us to believe in him, that he will answer us, that he, like he said in this parable, that won't he answer swiftly. And in closing, I'd like to say that, yeah, God is our father and he loves it. He's just, we children to him. May we apply these things, but more than that, may we share it. May we share it with one another. Share what it is that we're trusting God for and hoping for, that we're persistent in prayer for, because we actually need each other to be able to do that, to be able to do that well, to be able to remain in that faith, to be able to, if you think of the story that I just gave of a friend that walked away, we weren't there to keep praying for her and keep speaking the truth, who would be there? And in so doing that, we then answer this question, which is mentioned in verse 8 of that same chapter in Luke 18. It says, I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly, but when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find who have faith? May he find faith in us. My prayer is that may we be persistent. May we be persistent like the persistent widow. May we continuously pray to him. May we come to him with everything that we want, everything that we desire. May we have a relationship with him like a child has with their father. May we trust him and have faith. Faith that when he returns, he will find us to be faithful. And he will be faithful. We will believe that he will be faithful.